Kimbo, Michelangelo, and the dual premiership captain, Mark Bickley, in the comms box at the moment as we welcome a man we spoke to yesterday. He's been kind enough to get on the phone 2 days in a row. That's how much he likes us. Nathan Van Berlo, midfield coach, and he'll be earning his bucks today. Hello, Nathan.
G'day, guys. A pleasure twice in 2 days. How lucky am I?
Oh, I know. Well, we got more we can ask you now. We know the sub is going to be Chase Jones. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chase Jones is our sub.
And the logic there?
Logic there is Chase can come in and play a number of roles for us. So whether we need him early or we need him late as a strategic sub, he fills a number of roles there for us. So we think he's good versatility for us.
VB, just watching the game, the Sandful game before the match that's going to take place tonight, Crows won comfortably. The midfield was really dominant, so you would have been happy with the way that Harry Schomburg went back. He got plenty of footy, kicked a couple of goals. Tyler Brown was pretty solid as well, as was Matt Crouch for his first game back.
Yeah, Bix, they were really solid, and it's, you know, one of the areas where got some depth in at SANFL level, and I thought Kieran Strawn worked his way into the game. Zach Taylor continues to show his development in there, and Jackson Haley's been a rock for us in there for the last 12 months at least. So it's a strong point of our squad. And as I said, it's sort of good to have that bit of depth. And we saw Harry, obviously not in the AFL team this week. He's gone back and played a really good game by the looks of it, which keeps the heat on at AFL level.
Let's talk about the centre square, because you've had some sort of poor moments in there over the last 2 weeks, conceded 4 goals from centre bounce last week. How much work have you been doing on that to try and, I guess, limit the ease of which at times the opposition have been walking out of there?
Yeah, we have certainly been putting some work in, Bix, identifying there's been a few times we've been scored against, and even last week there was a couple of times where we did get scored against. We had more than enough opportunity to send the ball forward ourselves, but off a couple of errors, it goes back the other way. So we've got to tidy up some fundamentals, but also some method with how we go about it. On the flip side, we've been really pleased. We've actually been scoring a lot better from centre bounce as well. So it's actually sort of a bit of a double-edged sword. We're happy with aspects of it, and other sides defensively, we need to just tighten up a bit on as well.
Nathan, what's the best way a showdown could play out for Adelaide? What style of game would you best like to see?
I think it's going to come down to a contest game, I think, Rooch, and that's sort of where, when we are at our best, we're able to make it into that contest game, and it's about getting that forward momentum, getting it in your front half. And I think the team that's able to do that for the biggest majority tonight, knowing that that's the way that both teams like to play when they're at their best, is, I think, going to be the team that comes out on top. What we do need to do is we need to maximise the most of our chances that we do get tonight. The last couple of weeks, we haven't been able to do that. But ultimately, that scoreboard pressure adds another layer if we're able to get on top and keep the pressure on in that regard as well.
VB, we always appreciate your time. You're an hour and 10 minutes away from Showdown 53. We can see Port Adelaide out warming up at the moment. Take us through what's happening down in your rooms at the moment.
Okay, so I guess the coaches, we've been sitting together just talking around some final bits of planning for the game, around some what-if scenarios. Players have just got time to themselves at the moment, so there's guys getting massages, there's guys kicking some footies, getting all their strapping done and getting their heads right to go in the game. So in a short period of time, they'll head out for their individual warm-up on ground before we go out as a team. So just individual prep for now, and everyone's different, everyone does it differently, but getting themselves ready.
So when do they get addressed by the line coaches and the senior coach?
That'll be in about 15, 20 minutes, I think it is. Okay. I can't remember the time exactly, but it's just after this. We'll head back in and come together as a group and get our final bits of planning sorted, reiterate what we want to do.
VB, were you surprised with the selection of Port Adelaide? They dropped Georgiades and Orazio Fantasia, which I guess raised an eyebrow for some. Orazio's most likely going to be the sub. Did that surprise you at all? And I guess does that change anything, or the way you set up down back?
It doesn't change anything about what we do. Bix as such, sort of going to still be about us, what we control. We obviously brought in Jordan Butts. We were pleased with the response that he made last week, and the SANFL comes back in and gives us that bit more of a key position body behind the ball. So this week, that's our suited mix that we want to get. So that's what we're going in with, and we'll see how we go.
How strongly did you consider Elliot Himmelberg down back? He went down back when the substitution was made. He took a couple of intercept marks. I wondered whether you might have continued with that little experiment, but you went back to Jordan instead.
It was certainly a discussion. We certainly had a chat around. We liked what Elliot did behind the ball off, I guess, some limited prep in that space and limited time down back. But ultimately, we went with Butsy down there. He's proven that he's played roles down there for us a number of times. And I think what it shows us with Elliot is he's got the ability to be really versatile for us. Obviously, playing down back, we know he can play in the ruck, and he's a key forward position as well for us. So, got a lot of strings to his bow, and we'll work out exactly where we hone his craft in the coming months. But it looks like it's going to be more that forward ruck combo at the moment.
Nathan, just to go back to your point there about when you and Matthew Nick, Scott Burns and James Riley get together, what's the most common what if that you've got for this showdown among the four of you?
Tell him nothing.
He thinks you're kidding me if you think I'm going to tell you anything about that, Roach.
Well, I thought I'd try. I'd try.
You tried yesterday as well.
Good try, but no thanks.
Oh,
well played, VB. The Roach is sitting here in his prison bar jumper at the moment. Hey, we know how busy you are. We really appreciate it. Let's hope it's a cracking game and the umpires don't have any influence on it, and may the best team win.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.